Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Dave Bryan. The Pittsburgh Steelers had an intriguing transaction on Tuesday as outside linebacker Quincy Roche was signed to a reserve future contract. Roche, of course, was originally selected by the Steelers in the sixth round of the 2021 NFL Draft out of Miami. After a nice rookie preseason with the Steelers, Roche was waived and obviously with hopes that the team could slide him through waivers to their practice squad. That slide didn't happen, however, as the New York Giants claimed Roche off waivers. While Roche did see some action with the Giants these last two seasons, it seemed that by the end of the 2022 season that they have now considered him an afterthought. His 2022 season ended with him being on the Giants practice squad. So, with Roche back in the fold now, what does that mean for him and the team moving forward into the offseason on the outside linebacker depth chart? Well, for starters, it is great to have Roche back in the fold again, as the Steelers need as many candidates as they can get to battle for backup outside linebacker spots throughout the offseason. Roche should have a legitimate shot at claiming one of those spots, but to do so, he might have to show that he can be dependable on a special team unit or two. That's probably the main reason he was waived after his rookie season, if we're being totally honest. Had he showed more special teams ability during his rookie preseason, he probably would have been kept in lieu of Jahmyr Jones. Now that we have discussed Roche, the Steelers should continue to add to their outside linebacker room this offseason, and that includes them possibly spending one of their 2023 draft picks on one. That would be a wise choice, in my honest opinion. Last season, the backups behind starting outside linebackers T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith were Malik Reed and the aforementioned Jahmyr Jones. That didn't work out so well after Watt went down injured in Week 1. In fact, it went so bad that rookie defensive lineman DeMarvin Leal was used as an edge-type quasi-outside linebacker player in several games. Leal also spent a few weeks on the reserve injured list as well last season. The Steelers had traded for Reed right before the 2022 season started, and that wound up being a bad decision. In fact, Reed actually was inactive for the Steelers' final two games of the season. He is now an unrestricted free agent this offseason and really shouldn't be re-signed. So, in closing, I'm glad to see Roche back with the Steelers again. Even so, the offseason additions to the outside linebacker room do not need to stop with him, and I'm betting they don't. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Alex Cazora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.